14th of July, chapter 10, 25-37. There was a scholar of the law who stood up to test Jesus and said, "Teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus said to him, "What is written in the law? How do you read it?" He said in reply, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your being, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." He replied to him, "You have answered correctly. Do this and you will live." But because he wished to justify himself, he said to Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Jesus replied, "A man fell victim to robbers as he went down from Jerusalem to Jericho. They stripped and beat him and went off, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down the road, but when he saw him, he passed by on the opposite side. Likewise, a Levite came to the place, and when he saw him, he passed by on the opposite side. But a Samaritan traveler who came upon him was moved with compassion at the sight. He approached the victim, poured oil and wine over his wounds, and bandaged them. Then he lifted him up on his own animal, took him to an inn, and cared for him. The next day he took out 2 silver coins and gave them to the innkeeper with the instruction, 'Take care of him. If you spend more than what I have given you, I shall repay you on my way back.' Which of these three, in your opinion, was neighbor to the robber's victim?" He answered, "The one who treated him with mercy." Jesus said to him, "Go and do likewise." The law of the Lord is simple, and everybody can understand. To love first God, who created us and gave us redemption, to love the next as we love ourselves, should be normal, because it's true. According to the spiritual truth, the spiritual order, in which we are called to live. Normally, nobody could say something against it. And that the Lord gives us eternal life, with all this, is a source, is a spring of eternal joy. But of course, to realize this teaching of the Lord, in which he is summarizing the law and the prophets, there is a lot in between. Nothing to prefer before God, not only if we wish it and want it, what is good, but in reality, in the daily life. That means an intensive way of purification. We have to understand where is our heart, because where is our heart, there is our treasure. The Lord says our heart can be connected with so much things, and especially with ourselves. Teacher of the spiritual life, like, for example, John of the Cross, they tell us, if we really accept things which are not in order, even the slightest things, our heart cannot really come to God. That means voluntary. Voluntary accept. But what does this mean? For example, maybe we notice a long time that the Lord, on our way to follow Him, wants that we make a certain step. Maybe we have to let something, or to go away from persons or circumstances which are hindering to go our way better. Or an act of reconciliation. Or that we understand something about ourselves, maybe also to say that we had an error. But we notice inside something which does not want to do that. Or we always hesitate. That means our heart is still not free. And this, that we are voluntary not to do this step, means that we are not doing what is really according to the spiritual situation. And as long as we do not do this step with the help of God, which we always can ask for help, at least we work on it, as long our heart cannot be really very deep in the love of God, and also love, and also God cannot go very deep inside of us. So there are a lot of things which we have to overcome with the help of the Holy Spirit. Because it's the Holy Spirit who shows us and also gives us the capacity to go away from all what is hindering to God, to love God totally. It's a pity that some faithful people do not understand that this kind of getting free will be a wonderful joy. Because the inner freedom will grow with each step and our capacity to give ourselves to God. The second dimension of these words, which the Lord shows us with an example of the cemeterian, comes from the first dimension. If my heart is stronger and stronger filled by the love of God, then I see in the other person, my brother, my sister, which God loves in the same way I am loved. And so the love of God is realizing concretely in the love to the neighbor. Even stronger that we help the next one in the physical dimension is the sorrow for the sake of the soul. Because often men are coming under the robbers with the soul and people look not for them. Because the love to the next asks for all the works of mercy, the physical ones and the spiritual ones. And we have to work that we are able to love all the time. So let us love God and our neighbor. Then we fulfilled the law of our Lord. It is a wonderful invitation from the Lord.
The song of today, in Hebrew, is taken out of the 6th chapter of Deuteronomy and says, "Hear, O Israel, Adonai is our God, Adonai is one."
Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Eloheinu.